Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, attacked with hammer in home break-in. Now, see, earlier today they were calling it a home break-in. Mm-hmm. Okay? So Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was injured Friday after a person broke into the couple's home in San Francisco and attacked him with a hammer. Chief Bill Scott said the suspect, identified as 42-year-old David DePepe, was taken into custody after officers were dispatched for a welfare check at the home just before 2:30 a.m. At a news conference, Mr. Scott said officers found DePepe and Paul Pelosi at the house with both holding onto a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it, Scott said. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid.
Were they just sitting on the floor holding a hammer? Were they sitting on chairs? Were they standing?
And it doesn't say they were fighting over the
hammer.
Didn't
say there was struggle, fight for his life, violent confrontation, shouting, screaming. Was there broken glass? Was furniture turned upside down? Mirrors broken?
Was there screaming? Was there shouting?
Was there blood?
Yeah.
How much blood was on the floor? He's savagely beaten. He's in brain surgery. There must have been blood all over the floor. They don't say anything about it, do they? They said the attack took place while the police officers were there.
That's right.
Am I misreading these stories?
No, you're not.
Where is Columbo right now? I mean, this is easy stuff to investigate.
So we have a clip of Chief Scott at the press conference they did earlier this afternoon. We just have a small clip here where he outlines things. Watch this.
Okay, good morning. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. Good morning, everybody. My name is Chief Bill Scott with the San Francisco Police Department. At approximately 2:27 this morning, San Francisco police officers were dispatched to the residence of Speaker Nancy Pelosi regarding an A priority well-being check. When the officers arrived on scene, they encountered an adult male and Mr. Pelosi's husband, Paul. Our officers observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid. The suspect has been identified as 42-year-old David DePepe. Mr. Pelosi and Mr. DePepe were transported to a local hospital for treatment. This is an active investigation currently being led by the San Francisco Police Department Special Investigations Division. We are working closely with our partners from the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, the U.S. Capitol Police, and our district attorney here in San Francisco County, D.A. Brooke Jenkins, and her team. The motive for this attack is still being determined. Mr. DePepe will be booked at the San Francisco County Jail on the following charges: attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, burglary, and several other additional felonies.
Nowhere did the chief say there was blood on the floor. There was blood on Mr. Pelosi's face, running down his skull. His skull was cracked.
Or they observed a struggle.
He said the officers responded at 2:27 to an A priority well-being check. Those are his words. Who requested the well-being check? If you're being beat with a hammer and you can get to your phone, are you going to say,
"Hey, could you come over and check me and
see if I'm well?" That in itself is odd. Who requested the well-being check at 2:27 a.m.? Were there any wounds on Paul Pelosi's body when the police officers arrived? Was there any blood? Had he been injured? Was there a struggle underway? Was there broken furniture in the room? What room were they in? Were they seated? Were they standing? Were they fighting? Or were they silent? Were they physically struggling for control of the hammer? What exactly took place? Did Mr. Pelosi have a sexual relationship with this man? That's a serious question. You're talking about San Francisco.
Right. And he was, they tried to tie him up anyway, right? So who knows what that might encounter.
Yeah.
There's nothing that indicates from
was
any
Mr.
of the
Pelosi
reports.
Was Mr. Pelosi dressed at the time?
And that's never come up yet either.
No. These are the questions that need to be asked. But don't count on CNN or MSNBC, NBC, ABC, Fox. You know, don't count on Fox News to ask these questions. Nobody's going to ask them. But let me
just like they didn't ask questions about the car accident a few months ago. They just let that slide. I mean, really, it wasn't until Jesse Waters started talking about it on Fox that suddenly, well, you know, maybe there is something to this story.
Right.
And, you know, there were so many questions about that incident. Now you have this incident as well.
But now CBS News and CNN and other outlets, they are telling us about Mr. DePepe. Okay. He's a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
Okay. Here's CBS Television, San Francisco Bay affiliate. Pelosi attack suspect David, DePepe?
DePepe.
Embraced hate speech, multiple conspiracy theories.
Here we go. So the suspect in the attack on Paul Pelosi, husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, appears to have been an active online participant in multiple conspiracy theories, railing against perceived censorship and government control, and engaging in hate speech and anti-Semitism. Well, they just hit.
They got
all,
it all.
Got the.
They got them all.
Hit the whole bingo card on that one, didn't they? So.
So Rick, that's all you're going to hear, Doc.
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
All you're going to hear. Hate monger, anti-Semitic, conspiracy theorists, and he. Oh, did they say that he was connected to Mike Lindell? Because that's the other reports. That he was a follower of Mike Lindell. They got Mike Lindell in it, and he's also an election denier. They got that one in there also.
So all of it.
All of it. Meanwhile, we don't know why Mr. Pelosi had a wellness check at 2:27 a.m. We don't know why he was holding a hammer. We don't know why the police stood there and allowed him to be beaten in their presence. Because apparently the guy got in a lot of pretty strong licks while the cops were standing there. Enough to put him in brain surgery. The Pelosi's ought to be suing the police department.
Yes. I mean, if that's the case, right? The police allowed him to be attacked.
Well, let's move on to other topics. Okay? We've asked enough questions.